honestly, kids are the inspiration right now. I mean, we're going through such a weird change right now. Even people that aren't a parent, being out in the open, we see everything that's going on. And I think the biggest inspiration is kids, their resilience, their hope.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jared. Of course, you're not here for me. You're here for Miss Christine. Miss Christine, how are you?
I'm freaking awesome. You?
Yeah, I'm behaving. I'm humble, you know, keeping it cool.
It's Friday.
But you know, it's a good thing when you get the tech savvy Sarah Slurpee on via phone call. So I am so proud that she's here. Now, Sarah, I'm sorry, but Miss Christine hasn't really told me much about you. Just that you sew, that you play VR and you graphic design. Clearly, you're tech savvy, as this interview said. And that you are unofficially number one voted most attractive lady on Clubhouse. Is that correct?
I mean, I do try to live up to that. So if anyone would like to leave a Yelp review after this, definitely go ahead and do that.
Leave some Yelp reviews. Christine, do you have Yelp reviews? You need some.
No, hopefully I got some Twitch reviews. No, her quote is number one, voted number one me here on Clubhouse. I think is it word for word.
That's correct. That's correct. And I think I'm living up to that. Yeah. So if anyone would like to try and compete.
Great. Well, Miss Christine was once in like the top 50 most attractive women on Blab, I think, right?
Oh, Christine, Lord, right? Jesus.
I'm going to say she's one of the most attractive women in the world. Let's get real.
Her head needed that. Yeah, it's even bigger now. Great. Oh,
okay, I'm pumping it up. I got my pumper.
All right.
This apartment is not big enough for that. Now, Sarah, I know you went on a hike recently, and there was a water shortage. You want to tell Jared a little bit about that?
Tell me.
Oh yeah, there definitely was a water shortage. It was flowing water. It needed some more. If you would like to help fill it up, let me know. Bring your pail.
So if you're ever in that situation, what do you encourage someone else to do?
Well, for us, you know, it was a beautiful sight and all. Everything was pretty much dead. What you see is what you get. But that's pretty much how it went. I mean, we did consider going behind a rock and just, you know, doing the thing, bringing it to nature. There was a lot of signs that said, you know, mind the plants. I don't understand that part, but it was a good little hike. I got my steps in.
Yes. GG. Got your steps in. GG.
I think Christine's gone behind a few rocks in her day, I believe.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
That's another podcast episode. Sarah, we'll have you co-host on that one. So one of the questions I love to ask new guests is, of course, Christine and I love music. And we're curious, pre-COVID, of course, what's the best concert that you've ever been to?
Honestly, the best one I've been to is the Blink-182 concert with Lil Wayne.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. It was not only living my childhood memories, but Lil Wayne, like for him to be who he is, the way that he just like pumped up the group was, I don't know, it was just celebs on celebs. It was neat to see them motivate each other. Best concert, hands down.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had anyone answer with that, Christine.
Not Blink 182 and Lil Wayne. No, it's usually somebody, Spring Garden, something that I've never heard about. And then I'm quiet. And then you're like, Miss Christine, can you name one of their songs?
It's some Caucasian male that Christine growing up in Philly. She's like, who? Anyway.
I'm like, yeah, I know them. Okay, so we're going to do a this and that now, Sarah. Okay, so this.
All right, gotcha.
This or that, whiskey or White Claw?
Whiskey all the way. I'm not that much of a white girl. I play one, but.
Oh, boy.
I think it's technically White Claw, but yeah, if you don't want to be a white girl, that's fine. Let's do this or that again. Enchiladas or tacos?
Enchiladas. And I'm a horrible Mexican, but I've been told I make a mean platter of enchiladas.
Amen. Chicken, what, beef? Cheese?
I usually do half and half, like the green side with the chicken and then the red sauce with beef.
Outstanding. We need,
now I'm hungry.
We need
now
an invitation, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I'll send them out tonight.
We'll go hiking to get there.
Yeah. I'll Venmo you some money for the grocery list.
Definitely bring your own water. I do not do that. That is the true water shortage right there. My husband decided to feed me lots of whiskey the night before. And when I made it onto my almost third cup, he then announced that we were going hiking in the morning as a very mean joke so we could bond closer. It was a fun time.
Yeah, so much fun.
What a nurturing guy. I like that.
Right.
Now, Sarah, I know you've lived at a few different locations. Where is or has been your favorite place to live?
Wyoming, hands down. Hands down, Wyoming. It is gorgeous. I know when you say Wyoming, it's like, what is even there?
I don't think I've ever known anybody from there.
It's got a lot of mountains. Yeah.
Well, you know, when they say that we have America, the beautiful and the purple rolling mountains, it's true. If you go out there and you climb a mountain, there's nothing there, but you get America, the beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Now, when did you live out there? When was this? Or how long ago?
I guess 3 years ago now.
Not very long.
Miss Christine is a big supporter of education. And so this next question is, you currently homeschool your children. Did you homeschool your children prior to the pandemic?
I did. I was very upset with the brick and mortar type schooling. And just growing up, I realized that everyone learns differently and big classrooms are great if you can do it. But I really think for my kids, especially, it was the best thing I've ever done to see their grades skyrocket. And they actually love school. I mean, it's weird what kid does that. But.
What were some of the things, I'm a parent and I get it, but what were some of the things that disenchanted you about public school? And I mean, I was a product of public school, so you don't have to preach to the choir here, but I'm curious, what were some of the things that made you realize, now let's try the homeschool option?
Honestly, it came down to really asking my kids, because I'm someone that's, what are you learning today? What did you learn today? And the moment that I got so many, well, you know, I just went to school, Mom, they didn't have much of an answer. Yet we had homework, and it was, you know, when you're a parent, you have to be involved with the homework. And when you're a parent, you're sitting there like, what is this? And then you notice the repetitiveness of it. It's just, what are our kids actually learning in school? Or are they just being told to memorize? And I don't get the point of memorization when you're telling your kid you can be anything you want. In reality, if you're just memorizing and you try to go for that big career goal, you're kind of stuck in a hard place. And I don't know, maybe money plays a factor in that when it comes to schooling. And I think it's ridiculous that the majority of the school year, you know, you maybe get like 3 to 4 months of actual schooling, and the rest of the months is how do you fill out bubbles on a STAR test.
Right.
Get money to the school. So
let's talk about balance. So I would imagine that's, you know, because you have a lot of things that you do, but then also, you know, the responsibility of being there to homeschool the kids and stuff like, how are you able to manage all of that?
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard. It makes me closer with the kids. At the same time, it's horrible because we definitely are head to head. You know, we hate each other throughout the day. And I get the once in a while, you're a mean mom, but it's also kind of neat because I get the you're a cool mom and mom, I actually understand it, which is real neat to see them give me the props, you know, the thanks on the back. But honestly, the biggest props is to them for pushing through and wanting to do the work. Other than that, it does interfere, like, relationship-wise. But, I mean, if I could go back in time and have parents that gave me the chance to be real more one-on-one, I really think I would have been more confident. And so, really, just bringing more confidence to the kiddos.
Sure. One last question about this, Christine. I don't mean to keep butting in here. But So I've heard that, I don't even know if criticism is the right word, but one concern that some parents might have about homeschooling is this going to have an impact on my children in terms of social development, things like that? How have you been able to navigate that?
That is a big thing. When we first started off, I had a lot of people that didn't agree with me, obviously, including family. And even myself, I was kind of like, they're going to miss out on friendships and the social aspects. And, you know, are they going to be little shelter clams in the end? And to a certain degree, yeah. But I mean, if you're a good parent and if you're pushing enough and your whole point is to get them a good career, you got to introduce a social aspect. So I think it all comes down to don't be lazy about it. And so for us, definitely getting them into sports, getting them to really interact at clubs even, and even social media, I think is, I mean, I don't want my kids on the computer all the time or on an app all the time, but I mean, this is the new day and age. And so I try to find every avenue to get them out in the social world. And yeah, and it works for us. It's not going to work for everyone. So I don't push the homeschool on anybody, but I do believe that everyone does learn differently and some kids need the more one-on-one.
So you require your kids to do a TikTok video once a week?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I do. I encourage them to any sort of creativity and push themselves out there. Yeah. Cool. I really
That's
do.
That's awesome.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
Now, keeping up with the higher learning, what's the last book that you've read?
Okay, all the way through.
doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Now we're curious.
Yeah. Like the attempt.
Well, I do have one, and I cannot remember the title because I just started reading it. But it has to do with Obama and Biden, and it's kind of like a mystery book, and like go on great adventures together. It's a good read, and I did dip into the Snowden book, and that's by far one of my favorites that I've read.
I gotta find the name of this book. Yeah, now I'm intrigued.
It's probably the Choose Your Own Adventure series.
it's a riot. I mean, it's a little slow paced, but it is so much fun.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting that answer, Christine.
It was a good one. I like it.
She's going to share some, deep insight, self-help book. And well, I guess that's what that is. So
here it is. It's called Hope Never Dies. And there's also Hope Rides Again. And it's just a really neat mystery adventure of Obama and Biden.
Wow. Well, I am grateful that you shared that. And I am now I'm curious. I will be.
He's taking notes right now.
I am taking notes right now. Hope rides again. Okay, so we'll move beyond that. I've heard, from Christine that you're into VR, AR. What's your favorite VR game or application?
Altspace at the moment, hands down. Altspace. It's game changing.
All right, so for those that don't know, and there might be some, just go ahead. Give a little synopsis. Breakdown.
Okay, so think real life, but you get to be any character you want, bubble size. And that's really what it is. It's like Facebook meets real life meets a phone call away. So you strap on the headset and you can choose a world, you can make a world. And it's really like an after bar session, or an after conference session where you're now at the bar with everybody else. But there's so many things you can do, from just hanging out to creating with each other to flying around and throwing basketballs at walls. It's just getting out of your reality, but you're not necessarily playing a video game. You're with other people from all over the world, from all different walks of life. And cool. Yeah, there's no pictures to judge off of. There's no, wealth status to compare from, because everyone's literally the same. Yeah.
And did I hear you correctly?
And with Christine, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, just saying, I got Christine on there, and I don't know. She was having
she
a blast.
She got me on All Spaces.
Boy, I've seen Christine on Twitch, and she's like killing people. And I'm like, where's all this anger?
It's so much fun, man. It's so much fun.
Did I hear you right, Sarah? And you said this particular game does allow and is encouraged whiskey or White Claw. Is that?
It's pro whiskey and White Claw. Yeah.
Exactly. And we have one in both hands at all times. just ready to go.
Where's the controller?
You just kind of strap it on like Edward 40 hand style.
Double fist and hold the controller. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever played that?
I didn't play it, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
Okay, now Sarah, besides the VR, any recommendations for people getting stir crazy at home, during this pandemic?
Yeah, don't drink too much, but drink enough, to function.
Drink enough for hiking.
That's for one.
Drink enough to function.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely explore anything that anything you've always said that you're going to do, just do it is the main thing. Just do it. And if you end up hating it or it just doesn't work out, then, you know, move on to the next thing you haven't done. But this is like the best time for to live out your craziest bucket list, because who's there to judge you?
Now I want to know what's on that bucket list.
Oh man, to conquer the world for myself.
Via VR.
That's the first step for sure.
Well, double fisting, yeah.
Oh god,
that's a good bucket list.
That's true.
Anyway, oh, you're a lot.
But wait. What's on your guys' bucket list?
We'll start with Miss Christine. I think I know her answer.
Oh my god. Okay, so to go to at least one Super Bowl or one like NBA All-Star game, I have to do one of those.
Oh, Super Bowl in Tampa.
Or both of them.
And in VR.
I'm not going to the Super Bowl in Tampa, not during this pandemic. I'm sorry,
Sarah.
That's
what we have the headsets for. That's what we have VR for.
Yeah, I'm going to virtually go to the Super Bowl. Let's do it.
Yes.
It counts. And you might save a dime.
It does.
And a little bit of money. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, for whiskey.
Then I can go and invest in GameStop and AMC.
Yeah, on Robinhood. Yes. Yeah, as you should.
On Robinhood when they unlock it for people.
Yeah,
oh my god.
They still have credibility, right? Okay.
Sure.
I was gonna say, I thought your bucket list was like to get a particular jersey of a you know,
oh my god, yeah.
Hall of Fame.
So when I go
player.
To that NBA All-Star game, I will be wearing my Allen Iverson throwback that was stolen from me years and years ago. I'm going to track it down, relocate it, and wear it to the All-Star game.
Sarah, I always try to bring up the jersey in every episode. It's kind of
a running
gag. And thank you for...
Ooh, I knew you guilty secret now.
Yeah, but he won't tell you about what that black jacket. What was it?
What
the bubble jacket?
What about it?
Yeah, ooh, okay.
I don't even know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea about the black jacket. But I do know that you have a jersey and you don't have it anymore. And that's
facts. Big
a
facts.
Sense of yeah, a source of frustration for you for maybe a little.
We're gonna find it.
I'm going to counseling for it. You know, I'm in recovery.
Oh, no.
You keep bringing it up. It's very traumatic. I have PTSD, and you know what? I don't really appreciate this seriously, sir.
My next question to Sarah may shed some light on what's happened here. And then Sarah, I've heard you're into tarot card reading. I want to hear how you got into that. And I don't know that could solve Christine's problem. It probably can't. But tell us about
Sarah,
that.
No, I was like 13 and my aunt decided, she told me one day that she was going to cults with witches. And I, for the longest time, I thought she was just kidding. She really was. She didn't consider herself a witch, but she thought it would be fun to get me a pack of tarot cards. And from there, I think I came very obsessive with it, with buying the deck. And then I only really just dipped into it maybe 5-6 years ago, like really getting into it. I think it's a blast, but I also, it's very general. And I did pull for Christine. So
she did one day, and it was kind of like, I don't know what's going on here with this card.
What?
But okay. I tried to look it up too, the whatever moth, something night moth. Like I Googled it to see if somebody else had a different interpretation of it. Yeah, because I'm like, I really want to get down to it, but I couldn't really find that same card. So that brings me kind of to a question I have. There are so many different decks. I follow somebody and she's always like put in like a new deck she has or whatever. Like, how do you pick a deck? Do they like speak to you or you're like, this one looks cool? And like, how many decks do you even have?
Oh God, I probably have at least 15 to 18 decks now. But yeah, so they say you're not supposed to buy your own first deck ever. You're supposed to be given it to you as a gift. And that person's supposed to feel like that resonates with you. And I do kind of believe in that. I've had ones where people have picked them out for me and I hate them. I don't use them. Like I don't like the interpretations. I don't like the pictures. So that's really what you base it off of. And I don't know. I don't believe in all of it because it is so general, but I look at it as the same way as putting like an inspirational quote on your mirror for the day and really believing in it. So, I mean, I could take your card, Christine, and because I'm reading it to you, you're processing and making it a part of you. But I could take that same card and bring it to someone else and maybe 3 out of 5 people, it resonates with them as well. So it's really all just like an energy type inner love with yourself, you know, and what you want to do with it and pushing yourself forward.
So you kind of made a comment that caught my attention just now. You said, some of it I kind of, don't really, buy into or whatever. So is this just for entertainment purposes, or is it, is there something to this that you feel is legitimate, or like, and I'm coming from zero understanding of this stuff. I have no concept of how this works or what it is even. I mean, I've heard of it.
Right. I question everything. I mean, I question, why are we here on Earth? Where do we come from, really, outside of what we're told, and even beyond the Bible and beyond, Netflix series. So I really think there is something to do with it, energy wise or whatever we are. I mean, I have pulled cards to where I'm not thinking about anything, and they're way too spot on. And it's a weird coincidence, maybe, or it's I don't know. There's something about it that is interesting and mysterious, and I absolutely love it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Sarah, who is currently doing something that inspires you?
She was at the Super Bowl in VR.
Yeah. She was on the alt spaces.
Let's see. Someone that's inspiring me right now. People that aren't pushing their thoughts on the others. I don't have anyone particular. I'm such a people watcher. Just anyone that's out there doing things minus what, been turning on Fox News or opening their Facebook and being told that they have to take a supplement because their ad said so, or turning on the news and being told that we have to stand up. And I mean, why not just live your life? So yeah, I just shout out to everyone that's just doing their own thing.
So I have to stop taking my Centrum Silver?
I mean, if you take it, just make sure, Google ads aren't inspiring your day-to-day life.
Well, that's a good response, actually. Do you have any other specific examples? I mean, you talked about just, some relevant stuff, but what else? Anything else that pops in your head of an example of that?
Of just doing your own thing?
Something that's inspirational to you.
Yeah, kids. Honestly, kids are the inspiration right now. I mean, we're going through such a weird change right now. And even people that aren't adult or aren't parents, just being out in the open, we see everything that's going on. And I think the biggest inspiration is kids, their resilience, their hope. I mean, if I'm in a freak out moment of the day and I can sit down and talk with my kids, and they really give me such positivity. And I'm very open with my kids with what's going on in the world. I try not to sugarcoat anything because I can't do the whole everything's good in the world and everything's going to get better. But just to get their outlook on everything. And I mean, we've changed so much for them. I mean, they're going from school hops to, losing out on friends, having family members die and not understanding what's going on. Still have kids that are getting bullied wherever, you have maybe parents that aren't being, the best of parents, or just don't know how to be the best of parents. And I feel like kids are, the biggest inspiration right now for change.
So Sarah, as we start to wrap up here, I'm sure there's going to be listeners that want to reach out and connect and kind of, stay connected with what you're up to and what you're doing. What's the best place for them to do that?
Honestly, I'm on a little bit of everything. So if you just look up Sarah Slurpee, that's me. And I don't put on a front. This is me all day, every day, 24/7. And I'm probably on almost any website that you are. Yeah, search my name.
Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today. And we're just going to end up with any final thoughts for our listeners.
Yeah. Invest in a really good Canadian whiskey. that's the best way to go. It's smooth. It goes down real good. And it won't make you too tipsy.
Canadian whiskey. You heard it here first.
These are words. Great wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
We should be charging for this. You got to start charging for this information, Sarah.
I'm Googling CanadianWhiskies.com. Yeah.
That's specifically 40 Creek. It's delicious.
40 Creek. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Shout out to our pretend sponsor, 40 Creek.
I'm here for you.
I have a 40 Creek. I'll die. Well,
instead of a 40 ounce, you're going to get a 40 Creek, Karen.
Yeah. No more 40 ounces. I'm going 40 Creek.
Upgrades, baby. Upgrades.
All right, Sarah, we appreciate you and wish you
absolute
best. And hopefully can have you back on here in a few months. You can catch us up on other good stuff going down.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing.
Thank you, Sarah.